Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan, and I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to learn how to say orange in Chinese. We have Josh from Transition. Hi, Josh, 你好。
你好, Xiaolan.
Yeah, where are you calling from?
From Taipei right now.
From Taipei, right. In Taipei, we often like eating orange. How do you like it?
Yeah.
We have all different type of orange.
Absolutely. I really love them. And in fact, I've been eating quite a lot of oranges recently.
So orange here in English, we know orange could mean orange color. And it also could mean the fruit.
Yeah.
Orange. And it's very similar in Chinese. Let's learn both of them.
Sure.
So the way to say orange color, we say 橘色。
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 Yes. 橘, that means orange color, the adjective orange. 橘,
橘.
And it's actually very similar to English, orange. 橘. You just continue, orange. And then you can learn how to say that in Chinese. Orange.
Orange.
Second tone, make sure you make it up
going
a little
up.
Bit.
Okay.
And 橘. Yeah, make a happy sound. 橘,
橘,
and then you can start saying orange, and orange, 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 橘, and then 色 means color, 橘色,
橘色,
橘色, and the way to say orange as a fruit, then we say the same thing, 橘, and at the end we add 子, 橘子,
橘子,
橘子, 橘is orange, and you can see that, yes, orange looks orange. Even blood orange look orange color until you open up and you look inside. Slightly reddish,
yeah.
Reddish oranges. And then 橘子 is the fruit. 子 originally means a child. And in this case, it's used as the suffix
right.
to continue 橘. So 橘子.
橘子. So it kind of turns it into an object.
That's right.
Rather than being an abstract color.
That's right. So 橘子, most of them are orange color, so that makes sense.
Yeah.
Being auspicious is something Chinese people care a lot about. So in certain occasions, they have to eat the right fruit to bring the luck.
Ah.
橘子 is often a very good one because 橘 sounds similar to word auspicious in Chinese, 吉. So when we say something, it's very auspicious, 吉祥, and 橘子, 橘, 吉, they sound slightly similar, but of course you are so clever, you understand a subtle difference, but when you just listen to it all of a sudden, they sound quite similar. 橘, 吉.
橘, 吉.
That's right. So people eat a lot of orange, for example, during the Chinese New Year.
Hmm.
Yes, and some people I know, to bring luck into the household, they may grow a mini plant of 橘子 in the house, and not for the purpose of eating them, but for the purpose of bringing more luck to the family.
Ah.
Or some families, they are very practical. They go to the supermarket and they buy a big bowl of a big bag of 橘子, and then they just put them on display, and then just keep eating them until they finish them, and then they buy more 橘子. So one is it's delicious and very nutritious, and of course, it brings them luck.
Mm, okay, very useful then.
So today we learn how to say 橘色.
橘色.
橘色, orange color. And of course, orange has orange color. So 橘子 is 橘色.
橘子 is 橘色. Yep, the orange is orange.
The orange is orange, exactly. Great, thank you very much, Josh. And thank you for listening to Talk Chinese. We hope you enjoy this episode. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见.
再见. 再见.